Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. We're so happy to have you back. In today's episode, I'm back. That's right. This is your boy, Nick Nguyen, to talk to you about part two of how you've been brainwashed this entire time and how 2020 is our time to redefine retirement, Millennial Edition. Okay, so to pick off where we left off, sure, maybe I went a bit overboard and scared you in part one. I mean, we literally just listed out all of the obstacles that will prevent you from having that fairy tale retirement that we were talking about. You know, the one where you're gonna hit 65 and magically enough money will be in your account so that you can go off and sip mimosas in Boca or something. But even if you do manage to navigate them all by 65, you're still gonna be left with only 10 years to enjoy your life. That's the worst part, 10 years. That's after father time has already taken its toll on your body, leaving you with stiff joints, high blood pressure, and God forbid, a terminal disease. So your prime may have already disappeared if you didn't have the time to take care of yourself physically and mentally. Isn't that wild? Like, that's the dilemma that I'm feeling now. I'm only 25, and I feel like I'm in the body of like a 60-year-old. It sucks. Already having back pain, joint issues. Like, I was trying to dance the other day, and every time I flicked my wrist, you could hear just a bunch of cracking going on. I mean, that's not how I want my body to be when I'm ready to retire and do everything I ever dreamed of. You know, those things that I didn't have the time or the effort or the energy to do while I was still working my full-time job. Or jobs, plural. That may sound great for some people, but me personally, I don't want that. And I really don't want that for my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, and all my future children. But so then, what's the answer? That's the loaded question that I've slowly begun to answer in all of my other posts, which you can find down in the description on our blog, for people at every stage of life. But I just want to try and put it simply here. The biggest thing I realized was don't follow Little Bo Peep for 65 years. Remember that path that we were talking about back in part one of this whole redefining retirement series? You know, the one where you just go to school, you get a job, and then you get a chance to retire? Well, although it's really straightforward, it's literally riddled with wolves and booby traps waiting to cull sheep from the flock. Only a select few make it to 65 and are then able to live their dream lives, whether that be traveling the world, living peacefully on a lake, seeing their kids and grandkids grow up, you know, whatever they wanted in the last 10 years or so of their life. Ooh, that is a real depressing thought. But think about it, your student loans are still accruing interest, you may choose to buy a house and a car down the line, and that's just more debt that you have to pay back. And sadly, a typical person's income doesn't magically adjust at the same rate that you take on debt. Realize that this is just for the basic necessities. We haven't added the luxuries in life yet. So if you happen to make one wrong move and your DTI, or debt to income ratio, as the financial gurus in the world talk about, creeps past this arbitrarily established number of 43% that most lenders will approve you to sign away your life, well, frankly, you're screwed. And even 43% is way too high. Like, you should be aiming to keep it closer to like 25 to 30% of your gross income, which I'll discuss later. So more of the story is be the black sheep. Stray away from this path and instead light yourself on fire. That's F-I-R-E. Think about being financially independent first, so then you can retire early. And I mean, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. Instead, I'm appealing to the super judgmental cultures out there in the world. You know who you are, my fellow Asians. And for those of us out there who are a little lost by this reference, these cultures are the ones that think that being a chef is the equivalent of a servant, and that the only true jobs that exist are, well, in this order, one, doctors, two, engineers, and three, lawyers. And occasionally, and I mean this really, really carefully, occasionally a businessman or businesswoman. And that's only if you were really successful. Otherwise, it's like, I don't know what she does. I don't know what he do. Yeah, he just, you know, be living life out there. And they don't, they feel embarrassed to tell friends and family what you're doing if you're not, like, you know, making the big bucks. So instead of falling into one of those stable, high-paying jobs, which after February of 2020, we've learned that these jobs aren't so stable nor high-paying if a world pandemic hits. So, you know, just go ahead and follow your dreams. I'm not saying to not be a doctor, an engineer, or a lawyer at all. I mean, I still want to go in and do that, and I've been lucky enough to be exposed to a little bit of all of these. But what I mean instead, though, is think about how you're going to put yourself into a financially stable position. Like, this could mean taking a gap year and doing something else that you truly, truly love and make enough money that you can live off of. But that leaves the big question, how do we do that? All right, I know I'm leaving you off on a bit of a cliffhanger here, but we'll be back in a few days for part 3, where we wrap it up. But if you just can't wait, we have down below in our description the link to the blog for part 3 so that you can catch up on seeing how to redefine retirement and help you catch on fire and become financially independent so you can retire early. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. This is your boy, Nick, back at you with another piece on personal finance. Let's all build wealth together. Let's all build wealth together. Until the next one, peace out.